It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us now on the line is Nathaniel Rakich, senior elections analyst with ABC News in 538. Nathaniel, with these recent hurricanes taking place across the southeast United States, whether it's election turnout physically or just the polls that you're looking at, could these hurricanes end up impacting the election and the numbers?
So it's a complicated question. So I think there are exactly kind of two ways you have to look at this. One is through persuasion. Is this going to change people's votes? And I think it's way too early to tell about that. I think one way in which this can obviously can affect elections, if you think back to Katrina in 2005, is if the government is seen to have a bad response to the disaster and kind of that hurts their popularity. That could hurt Kamala Harris because obviously she's part of the sitting administration. I think it's just too early to tell how this kind of disaster relief is going to proceed. The other issue, as you point out, is turnout in the affected areas. In North Carolina, at least, that area is pretty heavily Republican. And so if kind of infrastructure isn't back in place by election day, that could depress turnout and maybe hurt Trump in the state. But again, I think we need to wait and see how they're able to rebuild over the next 3 weeks.
The former president has continued his strategy of holding rallies on the campaign trail. But Nathaniel, even in the battleground states, as he's crisscrossing those, I mean, the rally model, how much is that actually helping in the polls? I mean, considering I'm assuming most people are going to those rallies are already people who are going to be voting for them.
Yeah, exactly. They are. And it turns out that rallies actually don't matter very much, at least in terms of changing people's minds. There have been studies of the 2012 and 2016 election looking at where the locations of campaign events and looking at whether that led to an increase in support in that area for the candidate. And there really wasn't any effect. One area in which rallies can make a difference, though, is in terms of increasing donations to a candidate. So that's why you see Trump maybe holding these rallies in California and New York, which he's put on his schedule recently, which obviously aren't swing states, but there's still people who can donate money there. However, those can also backfire because research has also shown that that rallies can also increase donations to your opponent. So, you know, it can kind of cancel each other out.
All right, Nathaniel, thank you. That's Nathaniel Rakich, senior elections analyst with ABC News and 538 in Washington.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.